So hi, hello and welcome. Oliver Kim here. Welcome to another episode of Talk Smart, the Smart Theory of Knowledge podcast. And today I want to talk about a little experience that I had approximately 20 years ago. It was back in the year 2001. And I would like to share this experience with you a little bit. And because I think it's quite a remarkable one. And it was like this, that at that time, I remember they had in the local area, they had an exhibition about Tibet, ancient Tibet, and they had exhibits from 10 different museums there. It was a very large one, highly successful. I think 120,000 people actually visited this exhibition, which lasted for a couple of months. And I also visited that exhibition, and not only that, I also participated in a guided tour. And the lady there, she was a real expert and was really super interesting. She explained all of the exhibits there and explained Tibetan culture to people who basically know nothing about this culture. And I learned a lot of things there. I didn't know much about Tibet, only things that you hear in the media a little bit. But they really went into quite a bit of depth there. And the lady guiding us, and the group was around, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 people in the group. And she explained the different things there. And all of a sudden, we saw there behind a glass box. It was so valuable. And we saw a very strange-looking contraption made of strings and bamboo and wood. And I don't know what it was, bamboo. Some kind of wood was there, strings and little pieces of cloth. Absolutely, something that cannot be compared to anything else. Must have been quite valuable. It did look a little bit delicate as well. It must have been quite valuable because they put it behind a glass box so that nobody's able to touch it. And we were gathering around this strange contraption. And then the lady started to explain what this actually is. And she said that this is a so-called ghost trap or a spirit trap. Now, what is that? The people in Tibet, there is a widespread belief in ghosts and spirits. The people used to construct those ghost traps and to put them on the roofs of their houses. They hung them from trees, in order for them, for these things to catch spirits and ghosts. Because, what they think is what they believe in is that in their religion, the ghosts are basically half between the spirit world and the human world. And when a human dies, after a period of uncertainty, they will enter the ghost world. Then they might be reborn again, and either in a human body or in an animal body or in a ghost body. And this kind of repeats until they have reached nirvana. Nirvana, which basically means they're beyond all states. And it's basically the ultimate goal is to achieve nirvana. So basically, there were these ghost traps there, and she explained all of that. And then all of a sudden, I've seen that one of the guys there, one of the men there, which was part of the group, he started to laugh, shaking his head, kind of mocking the whole thing. Crazy, how ghost traps, ghosts don't exist, I've seen that, and this kind of made me a little bit upset and angry, I have to admit. I mean, you might not understand what a ghost trap is, but at least you don't make fun of it. I mean, I have to think now of this one thing, this one saying that people make fun of things that they don't understand. That this basically was the case here. The person was making fun of the whole thing because he thought, oh, how primitive, ghost traps. I didn't say anything. I was a little bit upset because I didn't like this kind of response. But our tour guide, the lady, saw that the man was making fun, and then immediately started to explain the whole thing. And she says, you have to understand that in their culture, when you believe in ghosts, you have to manage them. And then it makes sense if you have ghost traps, because in their culture, ghost traps work. Ghost traps work. Okay, they have a very important function, because you catch the ghosts and then you burn the ghost trap, and this releases the spirit to be reborn again. Yeah, so it is has a very important function, and this is the reason why they have those ghost traps. Okay, so this was basically the story. Now you're gonna say, okay, so what's so special? Okay, because I'm gonna challenge you now with something. Okay, we make fun. No, we don't make fun, but this gentleman made fun of ghost traps. And I want you now to look at your wrist. Many of you, maybe all of you, have a watch, a wristwatch, because you're measuring time. Yeah. Can you imagine this? If I now were to make fun of that, look at the Western society. They believe in time. How crazy. Yeah. Time doesn't exist. Yeah. Or time is cyclical. It goes in cycles. I mean, honestly, yeah. Be careful. If you make fun of ghost traps, then make fun of yourself. Did you believe that time exists? Because we have invented the concept of time. Our society, our culture, our civilization has invented the concept of time because it works for us, because we are organizing our life around time. And if you believe that time exists, then you need to do time management. And that's why we have clocks and watches and schedules. And if you believe that ghost exists, you have to do something called ghost management. And that's why you have ghost traps. I claim that the concept of time makes as much sense and as little sense as ghosts. It works, and that's it. It's some folks would probably call it a social construct, okay? I think we have to be very careful when judging and when criticizing or mocking other cultures, things that you don't understand, because be aware that there are lots of irrational, illogical things also in our society. Time, for example. For thousands of years, people have lived without wristwatches, and they were also able to survive somehow, yeah? But now we think that we have to split up time, not only into hours, minutes, but even into seconds. And not only that, in sports, for example, we have to divide it even down into hundredths of a second. And whether you're a hundredth of a second faster or slower than someone else can decide your career as an athlete. Yeah? So it's that important to our society. But have you seen time before? What is time even? You see what I mean? Yeah, it is simply a way of organizing our reality. What I'm claiming right now is before you make fun of other cultures and other societies and other religions, I mean, question yourself a little bit. Because we are wearing a little ghost trap on our wrist, because that's our wristwatch. Right? We think we can trap time. Okay. Yeah. Time is money even. That's also a saying. Yeah. We even think that we can now, attach a monetary financial value to time. This is what you do in economics, by the way. It's called opportunity cost. Yeah. If you sit around doing nothing, you're losing money because you could have used the time to earn money. So it's called an opportunity cost. We have even vocabulary for this. And the folks in Tibet, they also had vocabulary for this. Yeah. They had different names for the different ghosts. Yeah. They had a name for this intermediate state that the spirits are in, and all these things, a name for the ghost traps. Yeah. So you see what I mean? All of these things are even manifested in the language that we use. And if we organize our reality around it, then it works. It works for us. Time works for us. Yeah. So I just wanted to share this with you because I just wanted to make you aware. Be a little bit careful before reaching too quick of a judgment. I want to give you another example about different cultural perspectives on an issue. What I heard is the following. It's apparently when the first settlers started to settle down in Northern America, where the Native Americans were there, apparently it was like this, that the settlers coming from Europe, they brought along a little glass jewelry, pretty cheap stuff actually. The Native Americans there, they sold their land in return for the glass beads and the glass jewelry, the colorful glass, glassware. And the settlers, they said, oh my gosh, how dumb are they? They are selling their land, expensive land, they're selling for cheap glass beads and glass jewelry. Yeah. Oh, geez, how can you do that? I mean, you can't, they're so dumb, you know, they're selling their land and essentially it costs us nothing. They're giving it away for free. How dumb are they? You know what the natives thought? How dumb are the settlers? They think that you can actually own land because nature doesn't care about borders and boundaries. It's almost like selling air. If I sell you a bottle of air, huh? Because you cannot own land anyway. So you see, the concept of ownership is also such a thing. We think that maybe also a social construct. The concept of ownership, we think that we can own things, huh? Things that belong to nature. Also, we also think that we can own ideas. That's why you have patents and copyright and so on, all these things. The ownership of ideas. This works in our society. This works in our culture. But it is actually just, maybe I don't know, a construct. Huh? So what I'm trying to say here is be careful a little bit, when making, when judging over other cultures and societies, because it's not like this that our own culture or our own society or civilization is any different, really. Huh? There are many things we simply adopted because they work in our society. Yeah, so this is basically all I wanted to talk about today. If you are listening to this over my website, and then of course you're free to post comments. I also included some links on the bottom of this post. If you want to know a little bit more about ghost traps, there is a nice Wikipedia article here on this as well. Yeah, I wish you all the best and see you around next time. Bye-bye.